What's up, my friends? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome back to Find A Way Daily. Today's got an interesting topic. There's no such thing as relationship equity. So here's the deal. A lot of people think that, it's very common. You see people get into a relationship, and in the beginning of that relationship, they're in love, right? The chemicals are going, and everything is perfect. And you know that feeling like when you're in love, everything seems to work. Everything's okay. You get into a car wreck, you're like, it's okay, buddy. It was my fault because you're in love. Nothing else matters. And so you do things in that state that you normally wouldn't do, right? You drive long distances. You bring flowers. You are always thinking about them like, oh, what can I do for them? And you do these amazing gestures and you make them feel so loved and you do all these things. And then later on in life, you know, the relationship goes down the road. And then you wonder, you end up in this hostile relationship that's not working. There's no connection. There's no love. They don't really want you anymore. Like, it's just stale. And then sometimes it actually ends up in a divorce or a breakup. And sometimes it can be even nastier. But sometimes it even blindsides you. And you think, what in the hell is going on? What's wrong with that person? When really what you were doing was pretending like there was relationship equity. I don't know what the heck the deal is. I already courted her. I already did all the things. And what I want you to understand is there's no such thing as relationship equity. In a relationship, it is what have you done for me lately. People are not in relationship to make you feel good. They're in a relationship to feel good. And so what I want you to get is like, this took me a long time to get. I would have relationships end earlier in my life and I'd be like, what in the hell went wrong? What I realized was, I started resting on my laurels. Essentially, it's complacency. What would it be like if you courted your wife today, like you did in the beginning? What would it be like if you courted your girlfriend, like you did in the beginning? I think it was Tony Robbins that said, if you would treat it like it was the beginning, there would be no end. And essentially, I take that as there's no such thing as relationship equity. She's not a house. It's not like you put it, hey, I've got equity. I cash out whatever I want. No, that's not how it goes. You must continue. This is a human being you're dealing with worldviews, self-views, insecurities, excitements, dreams, goals, all these different things just like you. And you must continue to invest. I want you to write that down in your notes, my friend. You must continue to invest. Now, that sounds weird because if there's no such thing as relationship equity, why would you use the word invest? I don't know, because it sounded good. But that's the mindset that I have. And I find that when I do that, when I continuously invest, we have more intimacy. When we continuously invest, well, there's more smiles. When we continuously invest, there's less stress. It seems to go really weird, or really well. That's so weird how it just keeps going well. When you accept that there's no such thing as relationship equity, if your partner is flipping out or she's going like, and you're like, man, this chick is crazy. No, you stopped investing. You stopped making deposits in that relationship. And they don't feel the same way that they felt in the beginning. And that's because there's no such thing. Write it down if you haven't written it down already. There's no such thing as relationship equity. It does not exist. It's a farce. Like, we live like there is, but one of the things that I do inside my coaching program that usually fixes everything is I say, hey, so when are you gonna work out? Well, I'm gonna work out around this time. Okay, when are you gonna do your power plays inside your business? Well, I'm gonna do this and this and this and this. And they got everything scheduled out, and I'm like, okay, is there anything we're missing? No, man, I think I'm good. This feels good. Great. Where's date night? Huh? Where's date night? Where's date with your lady? Where is it? How's your relationship? It's just kind of stale. It's because you're not continuously investing. You're acting like there's relationship equity. You let the familiar become boring. Just so you know, inside your relationship, familiarity is dangerous. Boring and predictability is dangerous. It will lead to a breakup. And I'm not speaking like in theory here, my friend, just so you know. I have been punched in the face in relationships and been like, what in the hell happened? Because I was so focused on my business, because I was so focused on success, and I got it all. I did it. I transformed my life and left a lot of dead relationships in my path. And I'm asking you, if you care about the person you're with, to not do that. To not pretend that there's such thing as relationship equity and that they owe you something. They don't. Your job in a relationship is to continue making them feel good, to continue making that investment like you did in the beginning. And I promise you, it won't just affect your relationship. It'll affect your entire life. When your relationship with your lady's on fire, oh my God, your business is, it crushes. It's amazing. When it's not, it becomes stress. It becomes baggage. You feel annoyed all the time. Something's not right. There's pressure in your chest. And I'm telling you right now, until you manage that situation, until you start making those investments, until you start making a stand for yourself, first and foremost, start making a stand for yourself and then for your relationship and what you're committed to. And here's the thing. If you're not committed to it and you're not going to do it, why the hell are you there anyway? Why are you even in the relationship? So either start making the deposits or get out. But having somebody suffer and be stuck in a relationship that doesn't serve them, that doesn't make them feel good, isn't the answer either, my friend. It's not the answer for you. It's not the answer for them. So if your relationship isn't where you want it to be, start making deposits today. Remove the idea that there's relationship equity and watch your business explode as a result of that. Watch your health explode as a result of that. Watch how you're feeling be an explosion of that. Your whole entire life will get better, my friend. I hope this serves you at a really high level. And if you know somebody who needs to hear this message, please share it with them. Because for a lot of us, we're not aware of this. As business go-getters, it's not even on purpose. It's not like we're being jerks. It's just we're so laser focused on our business that we forget. Okay, so if you know somebody who could use this, share it with them. And if you want more training, my friend, head over to davidkesey.com because I'm here to serve you at a high level. Until I talk to you next time, go out there every single day of your life and relentlessly find a way to win, not just in your business, but in your relationship. Talk to you soon.